Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. To live with Christ, totally forgiven. Wow, this is how it feels to be free.
There's a wall that has been standing since the day that Adam fell. Sin is where it started, sin is why it held. Speaking as a prisoner who was there and lived to tell, I remember how it felt. I could hear the sound of freedom, like a distant voice had called and beckoned me to follow where I had never gone. Though my heart was willing, I just stood there at the wall, praying somehow it would fall. But in a cross I found the doorway and the hand that held the keys. When the chains fell at my feet, for the first time I could see. Prison I was in, like a living nightmare, burning deep within. I can feel the voice of evil, I can hear the call of sin, but I won't go back again. You see, once I tasted freedom, and the chains could bind no more, mercy gave me wings to fly, like an eagle I can soar.
Lord, God of heaven, you are the architect of freedom. Our freedom, our redemption was bought with the precious blood of your Son. By your grace, we are free from the penalty of sin. That penalty sin separated from us as far as the east is from the west. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, we are free from the power of sin over our lives. As soon as we graduate into your glory in heaven, with you, where there can be no more sin, we will enjoy freedom from the presence of sin. Heavenly Father, we long for that time when we can enjoy true and complete freedom in your presence. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen and amen.
Yeah!
Sweet day, I'll sing.
we keep silent, rocks will cry out.
Blessed be the King.
And if we don't praise him, the earth will shout.
Blessed be the King.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, yeah.
Sing hallelujah. Let all the world sing praises to the King.
Sing hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Sing hallelujah.
Let all the world sing praises to the King. Worthy of, yeah. We call him Father. We trust in. Yes, we do.
Blessed be the King.
Sing hallelujah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share prayer requests and testimonies, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful prayer support. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
He became a cornerstone. stone I am at rest. When the seeds of truth are sown, He remains the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone. Clap for me,
This is Call to Worship.
The glory in them all.
Do you know that there is a difference between the concept of freedom and what liberty is? According to the dictionary, freedom is the quality or state of being, such as liberation from slavery, independence, unrestricted use, a political right. As Christians, we have freedom from the penalty and burden of sin. From John chapter 8, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, You shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Romans chapter 6. "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." From Acts 22. "And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned?" Wow, when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, "Take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman." Then the chief captain came and said unto him, "Tell me, art thou a Roman?" He said, "Yes." And the chief captain answered, "With a great sum obtained I this freedom." And Paul said, "But I was freeborn." 1 Corinthians chapter 7. "A wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives. But if her husband dies, she is free to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord." Matthew 17. "On their arrival in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked him, Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Well, yes, he does," Peter replied. Then he went into the house. But before he had a chance to speak, Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Peter? Do kings tax their own people or the people they have conquered?" "They tax the people they have conquered," Peter replied. "Well, then," Jesus said, "the citizens are free." And look at liberty. Liberty is freedom with restrictions. Liberty includes certain political or economic rights and privileges. Permission to go freely within specified limits. Christians have liberties that we enjoy as we enjoy what God has blessed us with. Jesus Christ himself read from the prophet Isaiah about the fact that he fulfilled the prophecy to set at liberty those who are oppressed. From Luke chapter 4. "And he, Jesus, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Then from Psalms 119, So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. James chapter 1, But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We are free, folks, to enjoy liberties within God's instruction manual, the Bible, following the direction of His Holy Spirit. As Jesus proclaimed in John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Folks, real life and true joy are the rewards of freedom in Christ.
Pray, and as we pray.
Folks, thank you for joining us today. Our call to worship has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we looked into the concepts of freedom and liberty. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find out more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him, forever and ever. Amen.
Just your spoken word.